The meeting with Chira Repa, Namo Guru. Jetson Milarepa put his heart sons and daughters into retreat in their own individual places in the mountains and went himself to Gurta and Nishang on the border between Tibet and Nepal. In this secluded land, ominous-looking mountains towered into the sky, blanketed by clouds and mist that poured forth unceasing rain and snow. To the right, the howls of wild predators could be heard from the tall peaks of sheer rock cliffs while vultures soared overhead. To the left, deer, antelope, and mountain sheep frolicked and played together easily on soft hills of rich grass. In front, in an abundant forest filled with a great variety of bright-colored flowers, langurs and monkeys leapt like acrobats through the treetops, while peacocks, nightingales, and many other species of beautiful birds tweeted and sang sweetly while dancing with their wings. Just in front of Milarepa's practice cave, rivers murmured soothingly as they flowed from their sources of snow and spring in the mountains and granite hills. It was a serene and enchanting place. Milarepa took up his abode in a cave called Kataya, located in one particularly rugged and hidden area of the region, where all the conducive conditions to practice gathered together. Virtuous spirits attended and served him, and he settled into the samadhi called a river's steady flow. Then, at one point, from the mountains above the cave, there came the sounds of the loud barks of a dog, followed by a huge crash. The Jetson thought, "Up until now, my concentration has flourished here. Now I wonder if some obstacle is coming." And he went outside the cave. Sitting on top of a large flat boulder nearby, he abided within non-referential great compassion. Soon a deer approached. It was black, and each hair in its fur had a silver tip. Its movements showed that it was terrified. Unbearable compassion arose in the Jetson's heart. He thought, as a result of its past karmic actions, it has taken birth in a body like this. Now, even though in this life it has done nothing wrong, it must experience unendurable suffering. How sad. I must teach it the Mahayana and lead it to everlasting happiness. And he sang the deer this Vajra song.
At the feet of Lord Mahapa from Lord Akai Ram, please bless ancient beings to be free from pain. You've now a deer's body and a head of thorns. Thorny-headed deer, listen to Mila's song. Now you run away from things on the outside, but you never find freedom from ignorance inside. You cannot abandon your body or mind. You cannot get rid of the whole outer world. So it's time to abandon your own ignorance. It's time to abandon your own confused thoughts. The truth of your karma is too fast for you. How could your illusory form escape that? If you're going to run away, let your mind run. Let your mind run straight to enlightenment. Any other means you try to use to escape are only confusion, so just let them go. Let go of confusion and sit down right here. See how death brings you such terrible fear. You look up the far mountain with the hope of escape. You look at the near mountain with the fear you'll be seized. So you wander samsara filled with hope and fear. Now Rupa's six dharmas I'll explain to you.
sang in a voice like that of the god Brahma himself, so beautiful and pleasing to listen to that it would immediately capture the mind of anyone whose ears it touched. The Jetsons' enlightened compassion completely pacified the deer's fear and suffering, and with tears dripping from its eyes, it quietly approached the Jetson, licked his robes, and lay down at his left side. The Jetson thought, "That barking before must have come from a dog who wanted to harm this deer. I wonder what it is like." Sure enough, a female dog soon appeared. It was red with a black tail and wore a cord around its neck. Its nails on all four paws were broken from running on rocks, and its long tongue was hanging out of its mouth like a red banner. It was barking angrily and violently. A dog like this, who can leap through the air like lightning, is what was chasing the deer and meant to do it harm, Milarepa thought. Whatever this dog encounters, it sees as an enemy. It is never free from angry thoughts. Oh, couldn't this anger just dissolve? Milarepa's sorrow motivated him to sing this song of open compassion to the dog.
Lord Mapa of Lodak, I bow at your feet. Please bless sentient beings. Their anger may dissolve. You've got a dog's body, but the face of a wolf. Angry wolf-faced doggy.
Between her paws and tears rippling down her cheeks. She and the deer together were like mother and child. The Jetson thought, there certainly must have been a bad man following behind these two animals. If he knows where they have gone, he will come here. Just as Milarepa predicted, after some time there appeared a dark-faced man with angry red eyes. He was holding up the bottom of his chuba as he walked. He wore an antelope skin coat, a lasso rope slung over his shoulder, and carried his bow and arrows in his hands. He was panting heavily, and so much sweat was streaming from his head that you could not tell if his face was shining with perspiration or blood. When he saw his dog and the deer sitting next to each other like mother and child, he thought, I wonder if this meditator has done something bad to my dog and the deer. Then he became angry and shouted, these rapas and meditators are everywhere. They're way up in the snow mountains when you're trying to kill some game. They're in the towns where people trade and fight. One or two of them die, but they never run out. You have made my dog and this deer totally useless. Let's see if your cotton clothes can do the same thing to my arrow. He drew back on his bowstring and notched an arrow. The Jetson thought, even though these two animals are naturally ignorant, they still understood my Dharma teaching. He is a man, so if I explain the Dharma to him, he will understand too. And he said, man, there is plenty of time for you to shoot your arrow. So first, please allow for some time to listen to my song. Then abiding with his enlightened mind filled with wisdom, love, and power, in a voice like Brahma's, the Jetson sang to Chirawa Gumpa Dorje the following song of realization.
Mighty Lord Siddhas, I supplicate you, grant your blessing that all five poisons dissolve. You got a man's body, but an ogre's face. Ogre face man, listen to Mila's song. A precious human body is so rare it's sought, but when I see one like you, there's nothing rare at all. With the form of an ogre, you do so much wrong. You scoff at the suffering of the lower realms. You may fulfill your desires in this life alone, but negative deeds won't bring you what you want. Give up inner attachment and you'll gain city. Taming outer appearances. Now is the time to tame your own mind. Killing this deer will not satiate you. Try to tame outer enemies and they only increase. Tame your inner mind stream and be free of foes. Instead of wasting your life doing negative things, practice genuine Dharma. How great that would be. I'll teach Lord Naropa six dharmas to you. I'll teach you the practice of Mahamudra.
Gumbo Dorje listened quietly to Milarepa's entire song, and then he thought, I do not completely believe what he said. Nevertheless, look at my dog and the deer sitting on his right and left side. Before, one would have been so angry and the other so frightened, you never would have seen them together. Now, though they are lying next to each other like mother and child, as for me, even in the middle of the deep winter snow, I had never dropped my arrow before, but today I had no power to hold it and it dropped from my hand. This man is either a master of black magic or an extraordinary lama. I should go see how he lives. And he went to go and look in the cave where Milarepa had been practicing. Apart from some plant roots and turnips, no other food or provisions were to be found. When Gumbo Dorje saw this, such great faith arose in him that it nearly knocked him over. Lama La, he asked, who is your lama and what dharma practices do you do? Where do you stay? Who are your friends? What are your material resources? The Jetson replied, the places where I stay and the friends I keep are like this. If you can follow me, then come along. And he sang to Chirawa Gumbo Dorje the song of realization.
Tilo Naro and the translator Mahapa, these three are Yogi Milarepa's lamas. If these three lamas are good enough for you, then follow behind this repa.
Placed the Jetson's foot on the crown of his head and made this prayer of supplication. Jetson Rinpoche, I offer you this deer, my dog, arrows, bow, antelope coat, and lasso. My dog and I have done many negative things. From now on, we will abandon negative actions. I supplicate you, please lead this dog, Lokchung Marmo, to the higher realms. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. And please give me Chirala Gunpo Dorje Dharma teachings and lead me on the path to liberation. Then he expressed his supplication in an offering of song.
To my right is a black deer bejeweled by white horns. If I kill it, I'll end hunger for a whole week. I don't need it, Lama. Lead Lokchung Marmo to enlightenment. Please lead.
please allow me to follow you and be your student. I will just go and collect some provisions from my family and then come back. Lama, will you stay here? If you will go somewhere else, please tell me clearly so that I can find you. The Jetson was pleased that Gunpo Dorje had offered him the deer and his other possessions, and that his mind had turned towards the Dharma. He said to the hunter, "Son, abandoning negative actions in order to perform positive ones is fantastic. However, it will be difficult for you to keep your promise to go home, then leave your family again and return to where I am staying. Even if you are able to leave your home, it is not certain where I will be, so it will be difficult for you to find me. Therefore, it would be better if you stayed here and practiced Dharma, and cut your ties with your wife and children. If you follow me right now and practice Dharma as I do, that would be excellent. The reasons why I wander around unpredictably are like this." And he sang this Vajra song.
I am the amazing mountain Repa, incredible unique guy am I. In the 3 months of summer, I hit the snow mountains, where the clean wind blows the dullness clear away. In the 3 months of autumn, I go begging for alms, all the while I practice equal taste, and I get lots of sampa.
The Jetson replied, "If you are intent on practicing the Dharma from the depths of your heart, meeting with your wife and children is pointless. If you have the willingness to undergo the hardships necessary to practice the Dharma, you do not need any other provisions to support your practice than that. Plants, berries, and so forth, these are the food of austerity, and they alone are sufficient. The time when this human life will end is uncertain, and your current noble intention to practice Dharma is in danger of changing. Therefore, stay here right now. Before you give any advice to your family, listen to my advice for you." And Milarepa then sang this song of realization.
Listen here now, hunter, Chirawa, to my song. Thunder makes a loud noise, but it's just empty sound. A rainbow is crisp.
Began to arise, he reported this to Milarepa and requested that the Jetson hold him in his noble compassion and give him teachings on how he should continue his practice. The Jetson was pleased, saying, "Your good qualities are beginning to sprout. Now you should practice in this way," and he sang this Vajra song.
When you want to rely on a genuine guru, from your heart supplicate him again and again. When you're meditating on the Yidams and the Kinis, generate their image clearly again and again. When you're meditating on impermanence and death, think, "I do not know just when I'll die again and again." Whenever you meditate on Mahamudra, meditate in short sessions again and again. When meditating on all sentient beings as your mother and father, remember how they've been so kind again and again. When meditating on the profound whisper teachings, you should practice with the courage of a bone in your heart. To bring the Dharma to its complete perfection, sustain your practice even being hot in fits and starts. To see if your mind is harmony with Dharma, don't do lots of different things, bring it all into one. To reap the harvest of the divine Dharma, give up worldly activity once and for all. Will provide you with what you need. So do not accumulate wealth with negative deeds. Do not get rich through avarice. This is your samaya with all the dakinis. So give up worrying about your future with your mind abandoned attachment to this life.
After Milarepa sang this song, he gave Gumbo Dorje all empowerments and practice instructions in a complete and perfect way. Gumbo Dorje meditated accordingly and brought his experience and realization to their ultimate perfection. He became known as Chira Repa, one of Milarepa's heart sons. At that time as well, the deer and dog gained liberation from the suffering of the lower realms. It is said that the bow and arrows Chiroa offered to Milarepa in that cave are still there even today. Thus ends the story of the Jetsons meeting in Yashan Gurta with his heart son, Shiro Repa.